Okay, so Cosmos, somewhere in this mess that I'm now working in, namely the starry sky and all, you know, the constellations and planets and all of that, we could put this section about the chapter of the Bhagavatam called the orbits of the planets. I think that this deserves its own chapter because it really can explain a bit. And maybe it's good to throw it in here somewhere around, you know, just after the Shishumara thing, to make that point that the descriptions of planets and their movements are from a different point of view. And this view we have established here with, you know, here am I standing looking up in the sky. So then the descriptions of the movements of the planets, if this is now indeed the way astronomy was conducted and developed back then for navigation and this and that, then these descriptions of the movements of the planets, including the sun and moon, should fit that same model, so to speak. And this can be, I would say, a significant thing.